ICE data, over 58,000 illegal migrants in NYC are felons or facing criminal charges. By Olivia Rondo on December 1, 2024. New York City is home to more than 58,000 illegal migrants who are either convicted felons or are currently facing criminal charges. And there are about 670,000 of them nationwide. The New York Post reported of new U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, data. The Post reported, of the 759,218 illegal border crossers living in the Big Apple the feds were aware of as of November 17, a jaw-dropping 58,626, 7.7%, were either previously convicted of crimes or had criminal charges pending, according to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency data. Out of that 58,626, about 2%, 1,053, are suspected or known gang members, the ICE data revealed. Watch, NYC Mayor Eric Adams, migrant crisis will destroy New York City. The numbers are just as staggering across the rest of the country, with 662,586, or 8.6%. of the nearly 7.8 million illegal migrants living on this side of the border having previously been convicted or have charges pending as of July 21. The total number of suspected or known gang members is unclear, the Post reported. Elon Musk reacted to these figures with a simple, "Wow." NYC ICE Director Kenneth Gianello told the outlet he is frustrated with the city's sanctuary laws that prevent immigration officials from enforcing deportations, and he hopes that he gets more resources to help his office get the criminals out. In New York City, it would take a lifetime to clear the city of the criminals that we have if the current policies and funding stay the same, Gianello said. More than 223,000 migrants have made their way to NYC since the spring of 2022. Forcing taxpayers to bear the cost of funding shelters that have disproportionately been placed in the city's poorest neighborhoods. According to a July New York Post report, a whopping 193 government-run migrant shelters are operating in the Big Apple, but none of them are located in the top five zip codes by median income. Watch, gyms are for children. NY parents protest plans to use public schools for migrant shelters. As the shelters began to overflow, many migrants are sleeping on the streets, Breitbart News reported. In August, residents of a Brooklyn neighborhood sounded the alarm about an all-male, 400-bed migrant shelter opening up around the corner from a private Christian grade school. No one told us from the city side about the shelters coming up, concerned mother of three Arena Edelstein said during an appearance on Fox & Friends First. Shortly after President-elect Donald Trump handily won the November election, NYC Mayor Eric Adams, D., conceded that he is willing to work with the incoming administration on the immigration crisis. I am willing to sit down with this administration like I tried to sit down with the previous administration in my 10 trips to Washington to say, we have a problem that is overrunning our cities, Adams announced at a press conference, according to Politico. I'm hoping this administration will hear what I'm saying and listen to some of the ideas that I have been pushing for, close to 2 years now. However, Adams clarified that he is not a supporter of mass deportation, a move that Trump has repeatedly said he will accomplish once he retakes the presidential office.